Last we talked, you said, you know, you're going to try to reach out to Dix again to talk to him about why exactly the unit closed, what was going on. How did that go?
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that actually I did get a call from Minister Dix before the announcement went out. And, you know, we were able to have a good conversation. And I'm very appreciative of the fact that Fraser Health has reversed this decision. But there is still some work to be done. We need to make sure that, yeah, I do understand that diversions will continue to happen to Langley and Sir Memorial. But, you know, I think that the fact that the community was heard loud and clear, I think that's a good sign. But we also need to make sure that we're not in a position where this happens again.
What is at the heart of all of this for all of us non-healthcare professionals, you know, even here at Pulse, the statement that Fraser Health released saying that significant new scheduling commitments from the pediatric group at Peace Arch Hospital and commitments from other provider partners has pretty much ensured that deliveries could still happen at the hospital. Like, what is at the heart of all this back and forth?
Well, I think first and foremost, the large amount of credit needs to go to the existing doctors and nurses that are operating that facility right now. They take their jobs obviously very seriously, but they're incredibly proud of what they do and in the facility that they do it in. And I know they've been making sacrifices in terms of their schedules for quite a while now. And that is something that I indicated to the minister today and to Fraser Health that I'm hopeful that we can sit down and talk to make sure that we're not in this position again, because at the end of the day, it comes down to staffing challenges and mainly recruitment. And that is something it's not something that's just popped up in the last couple of weeks. Peace Arch Hospital Maternity Ward has had closures over the last 8 months and a significant amount of diversion. So there's obviously a problem there that needs to be addressed. So, we avoided one significant closure today, and we need to make sure that we are set up for success to avoid them in the future.
So just that, after talking with Adrian Dix and everything, is that to be believed then that other doctors and nurses are stepping up to now work in the maternity unit? Is that what's led to it being able to still be open?
Yeah, I didn't get that clarification from the minister or from Fraser Health, and I defer to Fraser Health to clarify exactly how that all came to be. But I just know through kind of viewing this firsthand and being in the community that when these doctors at Peace Arch Rasp step up, they always do. And I'm incredibly proud of them today, and I'm incredibly proud of the community.
So what does this mean if someone, again, it's been such a confusing week of back and forth, if a woman right now is listening, is pregnant, has gone to Peace Arch, you know, up to this point, what does today mean? Where does she go from here? Is she now giving birth there, like full stop still, or do we know that end of things?
Yeah, well, I think there's still a lot of confusion out there. So my best advice would be is to consult with your family doctor. And make sure that they're getting the proper information. And, you know, and hopefully if you were planning on having your baby delivered at Peace Arch, that is still the case. But it does look from the language in the release that diversions will still occur. So, you know, I think it's really important. And there was a lot of expecting mothers out there at the rally today. And you could see the anxiety in their eyes. So I know that they're going to be talking to their healthcare professionals to get that clarity.
Yeah, like you said, like all things, talk to your doctor first. But yeah, great news. Yeah. Great news, a win for everyone regardless today.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. And I want to thank you guys for coming out and following this because, you know, it was really important that the community got their voices heard, and you guys were a large part of that today. So I want to thank you for that.